Blog Talk Radio.
It doesn't last very long. When I was smoking back home, I was going to a bag every time I ran a batch. Anything through the smoker, you run 8 hours. Was...
Thank you.
Well, ain't there yet, though. Well, here we are again. Thanking the Most High Yah for his tender mercies.
Hallelujah.
Bringing us to another Shabbat. He's definitely merciful to us as a people. Keeping us in his love. Because we know we're being kept by him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hope everybody's week went well, gone well. We know that we are definitely in the midst of the debt season where the pagans are reveling. They are getting it on. Can you imagine? But you do know, the one thing I realized is over the years, I've sat and watched people as this Christmas season, you know, this pagan Christmas season come up, I noticed that there's less and less lights out in the homes, in these housing communities and stuff. There's less lights. I think a lot of people trying to conserve, either they're trying to conserve on the electric bill or they're tired of giving all their glory to old Satan Nick. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But, and now people have got sensitive nowadays, whether to say happy holidays or Merry Christmas. Boy, this is what a sensitive generation, man. I tell you. But anyway, I'm just glad that the Most High God woke us up and brought us out of that mess. Man, what a time to be in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Mir, for your wonderful offering, man. You know, we're definitely going to use it for the work of the ministry. Lord, did y'all see Lion's Den this week? That was a good Lion's Den, man. I typed in there, this one is music to my ears right here. Lion's Den was. That was a good Lion's Den, man. And, of course, I don't have the dates. I got to make sure I get the dates for the Passover. We want to make sure the unleavened bread, we need to make sure that we get all of that out in front, well in advance. You know, we try to stay in front of everything, especially important feast days like that for Israel, so that we don't miss. Any of y'all catch that last 30 minutes of that one broadcast?
Yes, sir.
There y'all call it? I'm sitting there trying to listen to everybody else, and because then they get me in on it. You know what I mean? I didn't know. Hey, glory to the King. So it looks like that I forget the name. Guy, Rob Kowalski or something like that. But anyway, he I think it's the 21st of December. They're supposed to have this big online debate for polygyny, and I don't know the flavor of the other side of the people. Elder Kabir, send me the names by text message of those people that are allegedly supposed to be on this debate, and he invited me to see if I wanted to come in. I mean, people want to understand that. Now you're dealing with a woke generation and trying to debate biblical marriage when you're dealing with an informed generation. You know, these people could make up all kinds of stuff to deceive people. Is it permissive will? All that is just a bunch of theological deceiving jargon to try to get your mind to go down that rabbit hole. That's all it is. I mean, permissive will. So I made a statement on that broadcast today. You know, man, I would love to go in these pulpits on Christian Sunday morning. Have everybody hold up the Bibles. Hold them up. Hold them up high. How many of y'all love these Bibles right here? Oh, yeah. How many of y'all love the God of this Bible right here? Yeah. Really? First thing I do is turn about four or five scriptures and show that he's a polygynist. Then I say, how did Abraham live that you don't live? How did Moses live that you don't live? Or Gideon? Or Elkanah? Or David? You know, the majority of that, the scriptures, it was just normal for us. You understand what I mean? It's just a way of lifestyle. It ain't even something It just is what it is. But of course, when you get this cross-pollination with cultures, and they confuse everything. And you know what's really a remark about religion? Women are more interested than men are. You think about a woman that comes into a family where a man already has a few wives. She full well knows what she's getting into. If there's a potential, you can't admit, there's definitely going to be a potential for a no. Never know. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Brother Marco, thank you for your offer, man. Bless you, my shepherd. Thank you for teaching me the truth. Hallelujah. You are welcome. And I give, just like you do to Most High God, all the glory because he gave me the spirit of truth to be able to teach you. Not only the spirit of truth, but he gave me the spirit to stand on this truth.
That's right.
And speak truth to power in a generation where a lot of people are fearful to speak truth to power. The that is the Hebrew, man. We here, Shabbat Shalom, no other place I'd rather be than right here with my true family. Hallelujah, man. We are the remnant. We are the remnant. And I'd have never thought that the Most High Yah would, you know, like that man say, man, you got some serious managing skills. And of course, you know, it's you have experiences in life that help you along. You know, I've been under authority and I've been in authority. So it kind of helps you as you grow up. You understand what I mean? It kind of helps you. As you get older, you sharpen and you develop those skills even more so. You understand what I mean? Because it ain't easy leading men. You know what I mean? But that's what the Most High Yah did with us in Israel. He actually called us to be ministers to the nations, to lead the nations. And sometimes we do good, sometimes we don't do so good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to start focusing on doing better. More than anything, we really truly do. Because as we watch this world, you notice, now, hey, this is just a fact, and we're just going to lay it out there. You notice that when Donald Trump was in office, nobody went to war.
Right.
Soon as these damn Democrats, these wicked whackheads get in office, got wars all over the earth going on.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody flexing muscles and everything is the last thing they want. Now, what is it? So why is it so bad to have Trump in office over Biden? I personally think that the election was rigged. There's no way in hell. I went to bed, man. Trump was so far ahead. When I woke up next morning, I go, what the? What happened? Yeah, you got to be kidding me. Whoa. I said, man, those Democrats must have spent the last 4 years planning that.
Yeah.
Well, I know one thing. Hunter Biden is under indictment. They finally get that crack head, man. They're going to lay it down. Huh? What do you do, man, when they got the crack on you? Pictures of crack. You sit about looking all the students. Boy, the wicked is something else, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The wicked is truly something else. So, I thank the Father for tenure. You know, I remember when we started this ministry, it started from a kitchen table. Mm-hmm. Didn't teach. It started from a lazy boy, then to the kitchen table. Sure did. And done grew into a force to be reckoned with. You ever notice that when it comes to us dealing with subjects, you ever notice people's posture, the ones that do get in front of us when we have to discuss, we have a discussion or debate on subjects? You get to see the real true spirit that comes out in people. You see it.
Very true.
Man is something, man. You know, if you have the spirit of truth, you're pretty confident. But see, the problem is when people try to replace the spirit of truth with theology, stories, you follow me? Traditions of men. Because people are so accustomed to hearing traditions. And they're so accustomed to hearing stories. I mean, y'all went to church and then the preacher would read one scripture and then talk about the cow in the field for 30 minutes.
Yep.
And you sitting there, if it's a 30-minute sermon, about 15 minutes, you sitting there like this, can't wait to get out. Mm-hmm. Going to church was extremely oppressive. And look where the Most High God is going to ball us from. He done ball us from where we were in a false religion, going to church where they literally had to drag us to get us there. You know what I mean? When we was little. Now, when I was a teenager, I actually went to church on my own. But anyway, we went there, right? To now, we actually look forward to hearing the word of God in any way we can get it. You know only God can put that spirit in somebody like that. Only God can do that, man. That's why it's so marvelous. It's so marvelous. Now every time you turn around, we're looking for words from somewhere. Looking for a righteous word, man. Yeah. And now we're to the point that all mouths may be stopped. You know, we do have this uncanny ability to stop people's mouths. Hallelujah. We thank the Father for that. Hallelujah. Anyway, I got my new Ish on the land. Hallelujah. And I might add and say I'm extremely proud of it too. Just the when you read Proverbs 31, all you got to do is just put up a picture up there. All you got to do. You see the meekness, the humility, the quietness, the elegancy, the humility. It bless the heart. Don't want to say nothing in case a head get puffed up, then I can rebuke her and bring her back down to earth. You know what I mean? Glory to the King. But hallelujah. And I was on the broadcast earlier today, and I said, you know, the wicked is outbreeding us so bad. It's disgusting that when you have a YouTube feed, you got to fight the feed. You know you ain't looked at nothing that has anything to do with drag queens.
Yeah.
I saw, maybe y'all saw this stuff, man. I saw this it or thing had makeup on and them leotards. Look like you're a first or second grade class or something like this. Twerking. Reading them stories. I'm like, who are the sick people that are letting these people in here? And then they wonder why. Hey, man, let's give the Most High y'all a shout and a hand for you. By his wisdom to say, come out of her, my people. Man, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being able to hear those words. And then Paul says, because remember, in the New Testament, I said, remember, you don't hear too much, saith the Lord.
Come on.
But right. In this one, saith Yahweh.
Yeah.
Yahweh said this.
Now, yeah.
You come out of her, my people, and he gives you direction, and be set.
Yep.
And the first thing that the ignorant people on the land want to do is take us on the chin for obeying Yah.
Right.
Yeah, we need to separate from Yah. We don't want to, man, do y'all know what kind of people we are if somebody try to come and twerk in front of our children?
Oh, come on. Oh, sure.
Yeah, man. That's the truth. Yeah, I mean, we're very guarded, man, about, man, because you know that these predators, they can't produce themselves, so they have to be predators on your children. They're always after children. Man. Y'all see the reason why that we as men, we've got to be warriors. We got to be warriors and keep that fight in us all the way up to our dying breath, because we have a generation behind us that's going to be following our footsteps. They need to not be confused. Now, they need to know what a man is. A lot of people think men are these damn low-base, wicked, knucklehead people out here selling drugs on the street, killing their own people. It's amazing how much envy and hatred you got against your own people that you'll go to war and go to fight and pull out a gun and shoot and blow their head off and send them to an early grave. They only way to hell, you right behind them. But you won't fight the damn system. You won't fight nobody else that is actually putting the shit in the streets and oppressing you.
Come on, sir.
What kind of stuff is that, man? There's a sickness in there, isn't it?
Yep.
It's sick. It is sick when you have been conditioned to be comfortable with killing your own people.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, think about that. The brother, you know, he knows too much about the ministry day when I was on there. He actually stated, and he said, I think he, don't get me wrong now, okay? All right? He says, well, you know, I'm a white brother. I hope I'm welcome and invited. Boy, he really don't know. I understand, but people really, truly don't know this ministry, though, do they? Elder Kabir said, what are you talking about, man? A lot of elders and teachers are white. Go to straightway.com and look at that family photo up there. That's another thing they hate, too. They hate the diversity.
Yeah.
Proving that Yah is still, saving the mixed multitude. He bring it, he feels it. Again, I keep telling people, see, the acid test is when he fills you with his Holy Spirit. That's Yah's doing the truth. Nobody cares about what you say.
That's
it's about when Yah gives somebody the Holy Spirit. When he gives somebody that Holy Spirit, you got to say the same words that the apostle said. How can we deny this? Y'all's giving them the same Holy Spirit. Why? We got it. So we know what somebody has.
Yeah.
Here. So if I tell you ain't got it, you ain't got it.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing to be offended. You should be thanking y'all that you heard it. So that you can have an opportunity to get it.
Hallelujah.
You know what I'm going to say, right? Did I say something wrong? Why does everybody think that everybody always trying to come at you or something? Why are you trying to defend flesh?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Mm. Y'all raised up this ministry, and he puts people in his ministry because he know that once he knew once he put his spirit in us that we wasn't going to turn back.
Hey, hallelujah.
You always wonder, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. Some people want to be firemen. Some people want to go to the military. Man, I went to the military just because Dad Dallas made a suggestion. Y'all go in the military. Right? What else did I do? I mean, you know what I mean? I didn't have no idea what to do in life. But, man, when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I got filled with that Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
At 24 years old.
Yes, sir.
Back in 1993.
Mm.
When I got filled with that Holy Spirit, I knew exactly what I was supposed to do in life and what I was doing in life to make a career out of, because I was almost halfway through. Right at halfway through, I stopped that shit.
Ooh,
would have come to a screeching halt.
Yes, sir.
And I have truly given my life over to the Most High Yah. You can actually go back and pull witnesses from the first time that I spoke in tongues. I can actually get them and bring them here and let you hear the testimony of when I received the Holy Spirit. I'll see if I can get Elder Darn up here. He was sitting right there. Let's see if I can get Elder Darn up here so y'all can hear it. And he watched me as I went from a brother to a deacon to an elder to a pastor. He watched me. He watched me get that word deep down inside of me. Study day in and day out. You can see my track record, and it, I mean, you can chart the whole thing. You can watch it all the way. And then once you come into ministry, some of you have grown into ministry with me. I'm a hell of a lot more. I have a whole lot more wisdom than I did 20 years ago. A whole lot more, man. And I, mind you, what is it to say that you know more than the heathens out there, or the Christians? That ain't saying nothing.
Right. Come on, bro.
They ain't the litmus test.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Wow. So apparently, on the 21st of December, we're supposed to be having the debate against. And Elder Kabir, I need the names of those cats, all right? There's supposed to be an online debate, and the brother's moderating. And he actually asked to come to Passover. I told him, come on, man. Come on up to Passover. Glory to the King. Come on up there. And then I proceeded to tell him, I'm going to tell you this right now. When you come to Passover, you're going to see something different than any experience you ever had in your life concerning church, Torah, Messianic, Hebrews, I don't care what. How can we up here, if we just sit up there and deny and say we ain't the people, we just deny y'all. Because everything we read about in that book, it happens here.
Hallelujah.
The only thing I want to be able to see more, I'm going to say something. For all you people that think you so close to y'all, I'm going to say something. What I would like to see more of, more than anything, Elder Kabir, I ask you to text it to me, man. Not put it in anyway. Bless you, brother. Hallelujah. We'll go 12 and 14 real quick, okay? Please go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Y'all follow me for a second, because we're gonna try to stay on point, all right? Whatever that point is, we'll be on point. And this is another thing. Why don't we ever hear people talking about the Holy Spirit today? Have y'all noticed that?
Yes.
You got to pay attention to the ministry. I don't care if they have a main subject or stuff. But listen, somewhere, some way, somehow, Jesus should come up.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit should come up.
Yes.
Do we realize how serious that was when Yahshua gave up the ghost? Do we realize how serious it was? How many times y'all heard me put emphasis on the death of the testator?
Yes,
the covenant is of no effect until there's the death of the testator. You know the first thing that y'all did as soon as the spirit got yielded up?
Yep.
He went into the temple and rent that veil.
Yeah.
That was thick as I don't know what. He What is the significance of that? What is the significance of that?
Yeah.
He just, listen, only the high priest could go in there.
Yes, sir.
Once a year. That means that blood that Yahshua has shed was sufficient.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Wow.
That's huge. That's big.
Okay.
Now, when that veil was rent, he said, now you can come unto me. That's why the word says, come unto me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you can be there all weary and heavy laden. And I'll give you rest. And when you come, learn of me, because my yoke is easy. And my burden is light.
Yes.
So everybody think that they're going to just cruise right on through life. No, his yoke is, when he says yoke is easy, no, you still got a yoke on you. The burden is still there.
Yes.
Listen, when you got two two oxen in the field. They still got the same weight. Anybody listen to this? They still have the same burden. He just says, I just help you along as you go. You're not carrying this weight no longer by yourself, for I am with you. That's why they always yoke up an old oxen to a younger oxen to guide the younger oxen. How to put a fur rope in the field. That's what Yah does when he yoked himself up with us. He gives you the ability to be able to endure the burden. And he makes it lie because he's there really carrying the load.
Yes.
You just walking right along next to him. That's why he say, cast all your cares on me. For I care for you. Woo! All this stuff starts to make sense now, don't it? That's why you have to understand concretely Hebrew culture, because it's all concretely. If it's abstract, you're going to miss it every time. You're going to try to look at everything as a matrix and not really get to the reality of something to see exactly why are these sayings like this. Well, of course, you know, we're going to tell you, you really truly need to work on being a farmer so that you can comprehend and understand. Because none of this make no sense. You ain't no farmer. But he never removed the yoke. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And like I told some people today, don't think you're going to get no mansion in the kingdom. He didn't say that. He said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
Not a mansion, but a place in the mansion.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
That word dwell in John means that he came to tabernacle with him. There's just so much significance there, man. It really truly is. So anyway, First Corinthians 12:1, listen to what the word says. Come on.
Now concerning spiritual gifts.
That's where we're lacking at, as an assembly as a whole. Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes.
We got a lot of folks filled with the Holy Spirit. The gifts just ain't working the way they should. And you know the reason why the gifts are not working the way they should? Because we're not perfect in love.
Oh.
Because the gifts work by love. So all is spiritual is all in life you think you are. Don't sit up there and look at me. My gifts are working fine. They're working good. Don't sit up there and look at me. You need to be asking the Father. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Then we're coming back over here to 12 real quick. Listen to what he says. And this is the reason why that the gifts, also another reason why the gifts are not working. Read.
Follow after charity.
Now stop again. Now go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You see why we got to do this, though. Y'all get this, right? Go to 1 Corinthians 13. Are we on charity now? Read.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
Verse 4.
Charity suffers long.
What? Charity or love suffers long? Did y'all hear that?
Yes,
charity does what?
Suffer long.
Suffer long. Charity or agape love that is affectionate and benevolent. And it's just like a love feast and a love. You know what? You know the Most High also says, if you delight yourself in Yah, he will give you the desires of your heart. You hear that? Delight. That means be ecstatic. Be elated. You know, sport yourself in front of him.
Yeah.
No, I never mind. Most of you do prideful. Do that. But you see that? So charity, what does it do?
Suffers long.
Suffers long. And what else is charity?
And is kind.
Is kind. Come on. And charity what?
Envy is not.
Charity don't what?
Envy is not.
Charity don't envy. Come on.
It boasts not itself.
It doesn't sit up there and try to make a reputation of its own self. Come on.
It's not puffed up.
It is not what?
fucked up.
What else charity don't do?
It does not behave itself unseemly.
Uh-huh. And what else?
Seeks not our own.
Seeks not our what?
Oh.
Seeks not our what?
Oh.
What, read on.
Not easily provoked.
Ooh.
Think so evil.
And think, well, there's a lot of love, isn't it? There's a lot of charity, isn't it? So let's go back to 14, chapter 14. Come on.
Follow after charity and desire spiritual
gifts. Follow after charity and there is the word.
Right.
Desire.
Yeah.
Desire spiritual gifts. So you got to have that pure love, that agape love. And then he says desire. Desire. The definition is desire to have a warmth of feeling for. Affect, covet earnestly. Earnestly. To be jealous over. To be zealous over. And we just don't have that zeal and zealousness for spiritual gifts. Y'all hear that? Read on.
But rather that you prophesy.
Now, it ain't telling you just kick spiritual gifts to the curb. That's that King James translation, that English stuff, isn't it? Go back to 12. Read 1 and 2 again.
Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren.
Come on.
I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles.
Well, we're not. We wasn't Gentiles. We were Gentiles in mind. All in captivity. Carried away with these what?
Carried away unto these dumb idols.
Christmas, Easter, Sunday, Halloween, Thanksgiving. Come on.
Even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand.
Now you need to comprehend this, understand this, that what?
That no man speaking by the spirit of Elohim causes Jesus a curse.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
There's no way you can do it if you really have the spirit of Yah in you. Come on.
And that no man can say that Jesus is master but by the Holy Spirit.
You can't say that Yahshua is master but by the Ruach HaKodesh. You can't do it. And when you look at this, it's talking about the 9 gifts of the Spirit. You go to 13, talk about love. Then you go to 14, it talks about desiring spiritual gifts. Got to desire. And we just don't desire the spiritual gifts more than we do malice. We don't desire spiritual gifts more than we do discord. Oh, man, you ain't got to work. We're anointed with keeping up mess. But if you're going to walk in charity, it's suffering long. Suffer. Mm-hmm. Suffer.
Yes, sir.
Love suffer.
Yes, suffer. Mm-hmm. That suffer. Will suffer.
You really truly love, you're going to suffer. Uh-oh. But y'all see what we're talking about, right? See what we're talking about. And this is what we need to be. So don't tell me how spiritual you are if the gifts ain't working.
Amen.
He gave you the Holy Spirit. So one of those gifts is working somewhere. Now, they would work if you realize when you get the gift. If you get the gift, you should get the gift. But the gift will really work if you're not looking to get the glory from it.
That is true. Right.
Very true.
That's right.
No, for real. Y'all gave you the Holy Spirit so you could glorify him. The gifts work by love. It ain't the person that has the gift. It's the giver of the gift. He the one that is everything. And he used the gift so that you, trusted person, trusted man, trusted woman, would use the gift for the edifying of a body and not for the Look at Me festival.
Yes, sir. That is real.
Uh-oh. You know, it's such a Look at Me generation.
Yes.
Yeah, you're supposed to be there to edify the body.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's why a lot of times you see miracles taking place and happen amongst me because a lot of times I'm trying to do it discreetly.
Yes, sir. I understood.
Look at them looking at me. You get everybody, oh, man, they'll get up and testify of a hangnail that y'all healed them from 20 years ago. That ain't no miracle. Talk about somewhere y'all can get the glory. So if you move out of the way, you know, he must increase while you
decrease.
Some of you too prideful, that's why you ain't got no gifts. Uh-oh. Oh, hallelujah. Now, listen, I'm not getting on us. I'm putting a defibrillator on us. But if you take it and get it on, you're good. That's what I am. That's exactly what I'm doing. Hallelujah. And let me say this famous statement again that I've always said. You ever notice how Pastor Dowell is so right until I get to you? That thing is still holding true. I'm always right until I get to you. When I get to you, some way, somehow, I'm wrong. Now, I was right with everybody else. And the same people that you was looking at what I was right about, you telling me that they were wrong, when it get to you, they tell them now, they tell you, you wrong. Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let me go over something I meant to, went to go over today and talk about this. None of us is promised to wake up tomorrow morning. That's why every single day is precious. You have got to guard your heart with all diligence.
That is very true.
The book says you have to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. It also says a fool uttereth all of his mind. I keep telling you, how many times have you heard me say it? Just because it comes up here don't mean you give voice to it. Because all you do is give voice to demonic spirits. Yeah. You can tell it's demonic spirits because look at the fruit it produces.
Right.
If it doesn't bring love, joy, peace, and long suffering, let me say that too. Ecclesiastes 10:4 says, if the spirit of a ruler rise up against you, leave not your place. Well, I can't have anybody talk to me any old kind of way. If the spirit of a ruler rises up against you, leave not your place.
Yes, sir.
For yielding pacifies great offenses. See, that's a test of humility. That's a test of humility.
Yeah.
And then what does the enemy do? First thing, spirit ruler rises up, here you come, a thought comes up in your mind to get you to rise up.
Yes, sir.
Become more antagonistic. Just so you can break the scripture, just so you try to justify yourself and protecting a bunch of damn flesh that shouldn't be dead.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Don't be a fool and utter every damn thing come in your mind, because everything come in your mind, it don't come from you. And it don't come from y'all.
Right.
There's also somebody else that works in your mind, too.
Right.
Isn't it amazing how we can so clearly hear an impulse of a thought?
Yes, sir.
Clear sin.
Yes, sir.
And we never pay attention to the fruit when it comes out, though. But to hear the Holy Spirit struggling. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by them who are peace. Deacon Sammy said, we need this. I know. Well, you better believe we need it.
Yes, sir.
So some of us are too proud and too puffed up. We need it. I can't tell you how many times I've had people in authority, or they just, man, they thought they had opportunity and right time to rebuke me. Man, they laid into me. And you know what I would do? Y'all know what I would do? If you buffet it for your faults, take it patiently. Well, but what about if you buffet it and you don't have faults? You're supposed to take it patiently, too.
Yes, sir.
He seen me get skull dragged, man. Old man rebuking the hell out of me. Did I stand up on the inside while he was doing it?
No, sir. You received it. Well.
I sat up here and just, why? Because as a leader, I did not want to put that spirit out on everybody else. Because if I put out the spirit of rebellion and the spirit of justification, we're not letting the spirit go out and mold everybody else. I understood that in my early 30s. If I sit up here and rebel and put out that kind of damn spirit, man, you know what would happen? Look, that would show that I have a root of bitterness in me.
True.
And if I have a root of bitterness in me, the book says, you beware.
Beware. Yeah.
Lest you have a root of bitterness in you, springing up, trouble many, trouble you, and there trouble you, and thereby many will be defiled.
Wow.
Somebody got to walk in the spirit, though. Somebody has got to walk. Somebody got to help save us from ourselves. Y'all never take note of how many times I exercise patience in so many different areas. Where normally you would have lost it, man, and said, man, this shit, I'm going to pay. But don't the book says, let patience have her work.
Perfect.
What kind of work?
Perfect.
What kind of work?
Perfect.
What kind of work?
Perfect.
But when you so damn stirred up and no self-control. I even had people flip the script on me. Now, I'm the ruler, right? I'm supposed to rise up.
Yes, sir. Yep.
They'll try to turn around and entice me and antagonize me. See, look at you. You rising up. You need to be humble. What the hell?
Yeah, come on,
Bob.
We see that.
I must be in a damn... Yeah, we see that, didn't
we? Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm like...
Yeah.
They actually told me, did they teach? They actually told me, they said, you coming down! Because I told them, I said, don't worry about it. Y'all going to take care. He's going to take care of you. We're going to see.
Time is coming.
I said, tell you what. We're going to see, and it ain't going to take years to see. We're going to see, too. Yeah, we're going to see. Y'all put judgment on you, boy. I said, okay, we're going to see. Wasn't even a month later, man. We got so many of them. I remember one guy, man, went down to Florida and got his damn teeth and head bashed in by a damn monkey wrench. Got dental rearrangement. I said, y'all so closed that mouth, didn't he? And a lot of times, you think about this, most people don't think. That's judgment of Yah.
Right.
They think that's just something just happens in the world.
Right.
Because people don't walk in the spirit to know that, damn, man, why would somebody want to take a damn monkey wrench and beat my damn face in?
Right.
So why my damn mouth is wired shut. And you know how to shut your mouth in, didn't you? What was the other one? You're trying to pick one, ain't you? So now many of them, you can't even be a ruler today because you got the people that should be walking beside the horses trying to tell you how to ride the horse.
Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah, I'm right until I get to you. Oh, yeah. Pastor Muir. He just hit the nail right on the head. You remember that time we was up there in December in Indy? Rap the news just went in on us. Turn of the year, he dead. Young man. In his 40s, early 40s. Caught over dead. And he died without Messiah. And you know the reason why he left us more than anything? Because we preach Jesus. Look at these deceivers. They get so caught up in their deception. Well, you know what? This would be a bad, bad thing to live in this world and then die without your Savior. Somebody say, Father, help me to stay humble.
Father, help me to stay humble.
Hallelujah.
Help me this day, Lord. Help me. I mean, please help me. Please help me.
Please.
I need it. I need all the help I can get.
Yes, sir.
You ever heard me sing a song? I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Y'all heard that, folks?
Oh, yeah.
Every hour I need thee. Who don't need it, though? And it's amazing. You know, it's something because I realize that with all of knowledge, experience, and wisdom and understanding I come to and come to know, I need him now more than I did when I didn't have none.
Come on.
I need him now more than I did when I didn't have any at all.
That's true.
Now wait till you come to that reality. Woo-wee! You talking about, you man, all I can say is just y'all good, man. Is all I can say. Go to Ecclesiastes 10:7 again. I hope everybody's doing well.
Yes, sir.
Well. Hallelujah. Y'all ready to make them hamburgers? Huh? Boy, some deer burgers. What do we call them? Venison burgers?
Yeah.
Well, they were good. They was a hell of a lot better than that damn McDonald's hamburgers they showing up there, man. Hey, tell me something. What in the world are they putting in McDonald's burgers, man, to cause them things to not decompose? And if you know that, why would you want to put that shit in your stomach?
That's true.
If you can't decompose, how you gonna digest it?
Right. Right. They're like 50%
what?
Acids.
Only half. Oh yeah, that's why they preserve them.
Half meat.
Then I said, I know one thing. You seen them damn chicken? Them ain't no chicken nuggets, man. Them can't be chicken nuggets.
That ain't chicken.
And children love them, too. You don't love your children if you take them to McDonald's. You hate your children. You are a devil. You take them to McDonald's because you're too damn lazy to cook them a decent meal. Then you act like you love your children. Shut up, you hypocrite. You don't love your children. Yeah, they happy, all right. Every time I drive by McDonald's, it's just like the Chick-fil-A line, man. They that parking lot is full.
It's just
It is. Oh, his bro Steve said McDonald's and Burger King has been caught using horse meat. Hey, they got to use everything they can to make meat, man. Hey, they got lab meat out there now.
Yeah.
Human meat. Hey, with all the genocide going on, man, you think they burying everybody? Shoot, man. You could be eating anything.
That's true.
The only thing you really truly know is what's real is if you grow it yourself.
That's right, sir.
You hunt it yourself.
Yep.
You raise it yourself. That's how you know it's real.
Right.
Nah, but well, my act, listen, if I had a quarter of an acre of land, I would at least get out of damn country. And if I could only have me a goat and a sheep and a chicken, I would feed all them, and when it came time to eat, I would eat. Than to go out here and spend my money if I was on a homestead and buy that shit. And then they got this plant-based meat. Jesus, there's a suck up on every damn day. How the hell do you have flat face? How the hell do you have flat face? Me? Are you serious? Y'all gonna bite off on that for real, though? How you can't be that damn gullible. Oh, never mind.
All they need now is a new face plant.
You, when you go into a store today, you be fortunate. Y'all seen that shit they call salmon, right? The farm raised.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't never looked at the farm raised and the fresh salmon?
Yeah.
If you can get them side by side,
yeah.
And you ever notice the fresh cost like $3 or $4 more per pound, there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the restaurant, you sit down, oh, I'm getting salmon. What do you think you're eating?
Farm.
Eating the farm raised. That means the pigs are shitting in the water, the salmon is eating the damn shit from the pigs and stuff, and you eating it when it gets on the table.
Tilapia.
Looks good.
Tilapia, same way.
Yeah, tilapia too, farm raised. Farm raised ain't good raised. Anyway, I don't want to keep busting everybody's bubble, man. But you would think when I start talking like this, it would embolden people to come up with creative ways to grow more food, raise more food, you know what I mean? And hasten to it. They asked me, somebody asked me the other day, are you a vegetarian? I said, I'm vegan. You vegan? For real? I said, yeah. But I see you eat beef. I said, I'm vegan. The beef eat the grass. I know it's crazy, but they do. They have an all vegetarian diet. They eat the grass. It's amazing how a black cow can eat green grass and make white milk. But see, mind you, we used to think like this years ago. Now you think like this, they think you start raving mad.
We helping the vegans
out.
The cows are eating all their
I'm trying to tell you, man. They gonna try to tell us that we're against the ozone layer because the cows farting and all that methane and everything. I'm like,
damn.
I saw a picture the other day, right? And this is how we block people. You ever seen a rotary dial phone? You know how we block people, right? We just put the phone on the hook. And you know, they will be pissed off on the other side until they came out with the push button. Y'all ain't never used one of mess up one number.
Yeah.
And you got to hit that number. Now, all over
again.
Woo-wee. Yeah. That's how you remember the number. I was just in the store the other day, and I said to the young cashier, I said, you know, I said, it's a sad, sad say. I said, I remember the time as a little boy when I could store 15, 20 numbers in my head. I can barely remember the own damn number I got, and I got a phone I can carry around every day. I don't know nobody else's number. If that phone died, I can't call nobody. I cannot call no damn number. I can only know the dial number because it's up here. That's the only argument. Father, please. Help us. If you need help with nobody, please help me. I'm serious, man. I bet you can't recall 10 numbers. 10 numbers of people in case there was an emergency. See what I'm talking about? All technology is not good technology.
Amen.
That's why I tell you, man, when you read your Bible, pick it up. Go back to them pages.
Yes.
There's something spiritual about carrying that Bible around. There's something spiritual. about reading that Bible, reading that word, reading that apocrypha, all that stuff. There's something spiritual about just sitting here. And there's something spiritual about you being able to sharpen it up.
Yeah.
You know, that's called sharpening your soul. You pull out them sharpies, you know, like, and it's amazing what takes place when you have Excalibur in your hand. And you have that Valerian steel. It's something. Because, see, ain't nobody's sword like my sword. Y'all ever experienced that? Man, you can probably recall scripture and stuff and everything be good at it, but man, you can pick up your sword. And you can change you back. You go to somebody else, you go, man, I don't know why I'm having so much difficulty. But ain't nobody sword like yours. Never mind. But you see what I'm talking about? See, we done lost all this sense of reality today because we've become so dependent upon the way of ease. And the book says, "Woe to you that are ease in Zion." We've become so accustomed to ease and being fast and proficient. We can't find shit. Can't find a damn thing. Man, they got the spirit of recall.
That's the truth, Chef.
Can't recall shit today. I had people ask me, preacher, how do you sit there and know all these scriptures and recall all these scriptures? Do you sit there and just study and read them? I said, I just used to just read the word like this all the time. And it just lost in it. I didn't use no hooked on phonics or nothing like that. It was just there. He said, hide the word. It's just in.
That's good.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Everybody, well, I just don't know. Because when you get in this digital age, and this world is supposed to make things easier for us. It's actually making it more difficult. But I told y'all, there's going to be, I hope everybody's going to lodge this thing. Y'all going to listen to me, right? There's going to be a time, I don't know if it's this generation or the next generation or the generation after that, but there's going to be a time that the Most High Yah is going to have a place prepared for the woman in the wilderness. And the book also teaches us that we need to comfort one another with these words. I can still to this day quote a whole chapter. Wouldn't it be nice if you knew Psalms 89? You knew John 4? Y'all, you hear me? You knew all of Deuteronomy 28? And then we can say, hey, who got a word? Who got a word? Man, we got a word.
What you need?
And you know it's the word because the Spirit will bear witness. See, we don't pay attention to the things that are really profound for us, man.
Simple things. Yes.
Damn. Children, see, them days gone. Everything's supposed to be so easy, but it's made you so codependent that it's made you dumb.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, sir.
Made you dumb.
Yep.
How many times do y'all see me up preaching, and all of a sudden, we own this subject of this, and next thing you know, we off and gone, and 10 scriptures later, we just rolling. As the Spirit give it.
Yes,
we rolling as the Spirit give it.
Yes,
what do you mean the Spirit give it? He said, hide his word. You don't know what's hidden in there. But if you do it the way I tell you, you ain't got to worry about what you're going to say in it out. Because he's going to give you what to say in it out. And it's going to be line upon line. He's going to fit it together like a puzzle, man.
Yes,
y'all never see that in the sermon.
Yes, sir.
Y'all never see that in the sermon.
Yes, sir.
You think I'm sitting up and trying to figure out what I'm going to say that day? No, I just open up my mouth and start talking. Let the Spirit do the ministry. Let him take over. I'm on for the ride. You don't never know what scripture coming up. Man, I probably got a scripture stored down in there from 30 years ago that I ain't never quoted in 20 years. All of a sudden, the Spirit of recall comes up. Happens like that all the time.
Come on, Chef. Remember?
Ask me, I after the service, what church is that? Well, you there? Is that? That's why I can understand what David said. I will hide your word in my heart that I might not
sin.
That I might not
sin.
How is it that some of you got so much word, but you can't stop envy? You got so much word, but you can't stop being bitter. You got so much word, but you got no self-control of your tongue. How is it that you got so much word, but you can't stop blaspheming? You got so much word, you cannot stop fornicating, adultering, and all this shit. But you got all this word.
Good.
Did I say something wrong?
Good.
All this word, and yet you not being guided. All this word, no peace.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brother Steve, by the way, my brother up in Canada, shout out to y'all, man. Hey, when is the calendar going to be done, my brother?
It's already done.
Where is it?
About it.
You just read about it?
Yes.
Hey, bless y'all up there. Bless y'all. Bless you, Pastor. Bless Pastor Rupert. Bless y'all, Elder Rob. Deacon Sammy, all of y'all, man. Israelites up there. Man. See how it is? See, I really ain't got to a subject yet. We talking about the what? The word.
That's right.
Huh? See, we like the people on Mars Hill, except we ain't on Mars Hill, though. We sit around Haitian just to hear word, and we want to hear the word. We don't hear any word, just the word. That's why you can always tell a bullshit or Israelite. They speak, it becomes oppressive. If they have a spirit want to try to keep you there, you'd be like,
eh.
You'd be all checked out. Some people, I'm sorry, some of y'all, is extremely laborious to suffer you and listen to you. It is extremely laborious to sit there and suffer you and to listen to some of you. It is. It's just bad. Now, I ain't never seen bad preacher, man, where you sit up there 30 minutes and look like you done had your ass whooped for 4 hours. You sitting up there, damn. Are you trying to crucify your flesh? And you're like, hey, but your spirit said, it ain't your flesh. You just endure hardness as a good soldier. And the person up preaching thinking they anointed, you like, would you please shut up and sit down? I don't have long, hour and a half later. And you don't want to get up to be the only one to say,
I don't have long.
Thank you, man.
You understand what I'm saying, right? You don't have to anyway. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Y'all know what I'm saying, though. Y'all know exactly what I'm saying.
Pastor,
go ahead, teach.
One version of the calendar is done, but the Straightway edition is in the printers right now. But the one is available.
Man, that brother, man, him and sister, when I cannot say enough about those Israelites, man. Cannot say enough about them, man. Just love them so, so much. All right.
Go to
www.holydayscalendar.com. Man, that's a pretty good calendar, too. Russ Steve didn't have too many mistakes in that this year. There was a few of them, but you know what I mean? You have to understand, when you're doing a calendar that elaborate, that extensive, stuff starts running together. You understand what I mean? Look like Passover going to be earlier this year, too. What in the world is damn world doing, man? February got 29 damn days in it. What in the hell is a damn leap year? What are we doing, leap in a year?
That's just a correction of their calendar.
What about they just read my damn newsletter? I lay it all out.
Pagans got to save. You got to save daylight.
And you know the stupidest thing in the world? Daylight saving time. Why leave the damn clock?
Leave it alone.
Well, let me stop saying clock. There wasn't no clocks.
Yes, sir.
There used to be things called dials. Never mind.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Stop messing around. Just leave it as it is. They manipulate stuff and move stuff in this country all for commerce.
commerce.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I said, Pastor Dow, you always be dropping bombs. Well, it's called truth, man. We do, man. But, hey, it's just the truth, man. We just trying to put a defibrillator on y'all people's mind. Let's set our minds straight, all right? I got a title here called Nothing. Nothing. When you wake up in the morning, you are entitled to nothing. I'm trying to help everybody's mind out now. Nobody don't owe you nothing. Think about this. Because, you know, a lot of people have this entitlement mentality. You believe when you wake up that the world is supposed to be at your damn feet, nobody owes you nothing.
Right.
You're entitled to nothing. And if you don't work, you get nothing.
Right.
Forget about the government that will give it to you even though you ain't working. If you don't have discipline, if you do not produce, if you do not have a drive, and if you're not self-determined, what do you think you should get in life? Somebody say nothing.
Nothing.
If a man don't work, he shouldn't eat. That means you get nothing. If you are complacent and you're full of apathy, what should you get?
Nothing.
To reward someone something for doing nothing is nonsensical.
It is.
Yah, every single day, Israel wants our best. And if he can't get your best, it's not acceptable. You deserve nothing.
That's good.
In this life, everything is determined by what you do. And you being the best at it. Now, a lot of people in life, you can tell they have simply just given up on life.
Yeah.
And you have accepted being mediocre. And you deserve, and you should, get nothing. I'm sorry. Oh, nobody owe you nothing. You can only build on positive performance. And if you're a wise man always builds. He builds himself up.
Yes.
Praying in the most holy faith.
Yes.
In the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Life is a sacrifice.
It is.
Putting minimal time in and expecting much will allow you to be deceived.
Yes, it is. Very true.
Every day you wake up, you should have went harder the next day, the day in front of you, than you did the day before. And you know the reason why? All a man's labor is for his belly.
Word is true.
And man, you're responsible to make sure that your family eats.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Bless you, most God.
So when you work, go out, work hard.
Yes.
That's what I got to say to this generation, if you work.
Come on. Yeah. Bless him for
no, it's sad to say, though, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah, if, that's a damn shame to say if you work, though.
Yes, sir.
How the hell can you stay hard if you don't work hard?
2 weeks. Come on. Yeah. Come on. You can't stop. You can't be hard.
So it's Kyle, we was, you know, he was doing the high five thing, and then he grabbed my hand, and, you know, things start to take place with them as they get older. He's yeah, 3 years old. He grabs my hand. He starts going. You okay, Daddy?
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I just told him, son, one day you'll understand. Because Daddy going to make sure you understand.
Yeah. Come on.
That's right. He grabbed hold of his hand, he goes. Yes, what your hands look like? Yeah, it's what your hands look like.
And mind you,
I got shea butter on them right now. Yeah, they're right here, and here, and here, and all up in here. And look at them. These dang hands look like, what the world? These ain't no palm olive hands. Huh? Please ask the 10-7, we call it, right? Yeah, man, you can get these dang hands, man. If you just get out there and labor, you can get these hands. You can get these hands pushing a lawnmower. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't never push a damn lawnmower, man. This thing start burning. Next thing you know, you look up, man.
Yep.
I just stopped messing with them, man. I guess they kind of wear out over time. Sometimes I find myself picking. I used to take razor blades and just go. Yeah, take a knife and just cut them on down. I don't know. I only can hope, man, when I ask my Aisha too, man, I say, you know, sometimes I rub the side of their face, I'm almost able to put craters in this thing. I can't even be. I got to turn my hand back this way, this way, you got to check that out too, man. I'm like, damn. I say, damn, I can't even be rubbing, I got to put on some rubber gloves, man. Can I just rub you? Hell no, I'm not. Poor women.
Just exfoliating.
That's more than exfoliating.
Put some damn hands like that on a woman rubbing up there. That's more than exfoliating.
That shit would take the blackheads, the hide, the first, second, third layer of skin, and every damn thing else off of them. Damn. I wonder some guy puts a head on their own. Mercy. Lord Father, please help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. All right, come on with it, Teach.
I have seen servants up on horses.
Y'all did hear that, right? That means that's an abomination. And what?
And princes walking as servants upon the earth.
That's bad. He said, but I've seen this, though. You got the people who have lived a life, qualified a life, got to a certain place, and now they're the leaders, and they're being treated like the servants. You got to have servants at something. You're different nothing from servants. I don't know who told y'all out there that as you go up, I'm going to say food chain, but as you go up in life and you advance in life, be you in calling or be you in getting notoriety because of your work ethic, whether you become a manager or a CEO or what, I don't know. And y'all know what I'm saying, right? Too much is given. Too much is given.
Yes.
Too much is given. And when much is given, much is
required.
Who the hell told you that when you get much, you require less?
That's not the principle.
Hell no, it ain't the principle. If it was, I missed it. I need to go find me a damn beach for 360 days out of the year and sit on my ass and let people massage all this toe jam out of my ass.
if that was the case.
Yes, sir.
That ain't the case, though.
Amen.
I'm telling you, man, this Gentile world, man, it's done screwed us up bad.
Yep.
Really bad. Yeah, it has. What is that script I'm looking for right there? All right, so here we are. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Everybody doing good?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. How about y'all in the chat room now? Look like we're doing fine. I do appreciate all your offers that y'all seeing by Cash App, PayPal. What other way? Even in my hand, I truly do. I truly do. Now, I know that most of y'all, man, woo-wee, man, boy, did I stir up a hornet's nest on the patron videos.
Jeez.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Man, I'm going to give me a boulder next time. Well, you don't get a catapult. Poof. You don't get no. Ooh-wee. What y'all expect from me? Do y'all expect for us? Y'all expect me to be content with us being mediocre?
No.
That shit ain't happening. Not on my watch.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get every damn piece, ounce of blood out of y'all I can. Well, at least I'm here.
Praise God.
I really do, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I look at these little children, man, especially these little warriors. These little boys, these little warriors running around, man. I look at them. I know full well I'm going to blink my eye once, they're going to be 10. Mm-hmm. The next time I blink it, they're going to be a grown man.
Yes.
And so I don't go that damn fast. You ain't live long enough to know. I've got grown people that live here on this community that was born on this community.
Yes,
so
sir.
Don't sit up there and tell me, damn it.
Yes, sir.
I sit and watch them grow up.
Yes, sir.
I remember when they came out of mother's womb, and I'm like,
yes, sir.
It goes fast.
It does.
Life is truly short.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell y'all something. Maximize every day.
This is very true. I mean,
yes, sir. Fight hard to make sure that Satan does not distract you from taking at least 30 minutes to an hour, even if you have to break it up. And every day, talk to him, devote some time to him. Don't get so full of life and the cares of this world that you can't talk to the Messiah. I mean, you can't talk to your Father.
Yes, sir.
Because you don't want to. Can I say something to y'all, man? I'm going to say something. If I'm going to say, if y'all want to hear what I got to say, put in a three. I'm going to say something.
Yes, sir.
Three.
No.
I'm going to say something. There's a reason why people get more flowers in death than they do in life.
Flowers.
You know the reason why? A lot of regrets. A lot of, y'all think about this shit. You're like, I wonder if these people got that kind of respect in life. Mm. Getting up into a funeral, see flowers lined up all over the damn place. I'm like,
dead flowers.
Damn! I just think different than everybody else. You know, I'm like, I wonder how many people in here have regrets.
Right.
I wonder how many people that are hurt because they couldn't get something right with that person.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I'm a minister, I'm a preacher, I'm a real preacher, man. I be thinking about, what are you crying about?
Yeah. Why flowers?
Because God, he rejoiced in the death of his saints.
Right. Wow.
We just shed some tears. We don't want to miss our brothers, especially the righteous.
Right.
We just say, hey, see you resurrection morning, man. See you in the kingdom. Hey, we good. Not the book says sorrow not. Even if others which have no hope.
Right, come on.
Literally, no hope.
Come on, right.
See, we got to believe. We believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead.
Yeah.
And we believe that them that died and rose from the dead, and God will bring with him.
That's
another one of those spirit recalls right there.
Yeah, that was good.
somebody die to give them their flowers.
Wow.
That's what I'm basically getting to.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Somebody give it up, Pastor. Give it up, Pastor. The brother passed out really in the spirit of truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We got to reverse this shit and tell everybody how grateful and thankful we are to them. They can't hear you when you're dead.
Yeah, come on.
The spirit ain't there no more.
Right,
this is the body that you recognize, but the spirit ain't there.
Yeah.
Give me my flowers now, damn it.
All right.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't need to have no regret.
Yeah, come on.
Somebody said, I sold flowers for 20 years. Whew. That must be some kind of business. It's probably a good business being because somebody always dying. Hey, you want to make a lot of money? Get in debt. It's just me. I don't want to fool around no damn dead bodies, man.
I'm with you.
I done fooled around some dead bodies, but I've not had enough dead bodies in my life.
Yes, sir.
I had enough of seeing the shit in the military.
Yes.
I had a damn soul enough seeing it in the civilian realm.
Yes. So true.
Remember when we was down there in Walterboro, I think, was that brother that died over in Nigeria? I remember Brother Enoch. What was the other brother name? The tall black man. Man, he was a spiritual brother too,
yes.
Man.
Yes.
I can't remember his name on top of it. Anyway, so they bring his body back. And I just happened to be there visiting. And they bring his body back, and his body's in a van. And it's in a damn, he got his body in a black bag. Huh?
His organs
in black. Yeah, he got his body in a black bag. And then they asked Brother Starr, what's up, baby? Simon Wayne. Simon Wayne. And man, Simon Wayne was a damn good brother, man, a spiritual, serious man. And I told him before he went over to Nigeria, I told him, I said, brother, listen, don't drink the water. Well, somebody going to listen to me? You can't go to, listen, even if you go from here to Mexico, bro, you can't drink the water in other countries. You may see indigenous people drink the water, but you can't do it. That shit would kill you. Man. So anyway, next thing you know, I get a call from Brother Starr, Simon Wayne dead. Of course, you know, we jumped in all truck and head on down there for the funeral and stuff and everything, and so they bring his body back because, you know, he died having to be part of a ministry. And you know what the damn government want to do, right? An autopsy. See, anyway, they pulled his hand up on it, and they was asking, you can tell none of the brothers want to go fool with it. You know what I mean? And then the brothers there told him, just tell Pastor Dow, he'll go do it. He'll just tell him to go do it. All right, here we go. We get over there, we open up, me and Dave Jackson. You know, me and Dave Jackson. Now, I think Bruno was holding the doors. We go back there, we pull out his body, we pull out the bag, we put his body over on the table and stuff, and then we unzipped it, and his damn chest cavity's open like you just got finished butchering a damn deer. Got all his organs in a bag, and his chest cavity, we pulled it out of the chest cavity. I'm like, so this is what they do to a human being. Because you got some type of feeling the way a ministry is run. So you butcher them like a damn deer, like you would in the field. Except throwing the damn organs out in the damn field, so you just put them in a bag, put them in a chest cavity, and then transport them like that. I'm like, this is some shit. Yeah, Pastor Dow's been around the block a few times. All that it does really just piss you off, though, man. You understand what I mean? You know, wasn't no damn foul play and stuff. And if, let's just say, that's why I keep telling y'all, if the Most High Yah wanted to resurrect somebody, we know it ain't hard to do, but they didn't sit there and have Jesus all cut up and butchered up and everything else. They put him in the tomb. Lazarus, they just wrapped him up, put him in the tomb, intact. They sat there and slid him from the damn top of his head to the sole of his damn feet and gut him like a damn deer. That's why, and most of y'all don't know this, but there's a hell of a lot more people that has risen from the dead over in third world countries than in this country. Because we got civilization, and as soon as somebody died, the first thing you do, you call 911, they whisk them off,
right,
just so a healing can't take place.
Right.
There have been people, look, I've heard of accounts where people have been laid out on the damn table for 3 days, and then all of a sudden, somebody will go and pray for them, and the spirit will come right back in them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We don't get to hear shit like that because we got hospitals.
Right.
Yeah, we're so good. We got conventional medicine. We don't need y'all. No, for real. I remember your daughter, Maisie, you was at work. Remember Maisie was running through a trailer. She had a stick in her hand. Knocked a pallet out right here. You can actually take your finger from her nose and, you can see it dangling. Right here, knock a whole entire damn pallet out of her mouth. I get a distress call on the radio. Pastor Dale! I'm like, oh, shit. I'm sitting in my office desk right now, right? I'm like, oh, God. I come out there, man. Elder Doug, he comes running. There's mom. There's blood just gushing all over the damn place. I grabbed the little girl. We got blood on her, man. We're washing out, rinsing out her mouth and stuff. We're doing everything. We're praying, man, Elder Doug. Laying hands the whole 9 yards. I run the town to go get a few things. I told the mom, I said, listen, I said, whatever you do, don't let her head go down. Keep her head just like this. We didn't call 911. We didn't call the ambulance. We didn't call 911. I said we didn't call 911.
Yes, yes.
And if any damn thing was a medical nightmare, I've seen it. That was it. Man, we laid hands on him, man. And, man, it wasn't even a few hours later, man. Y'all had already started closing up the whole thing. We wondered how the hell can it close up? Where's the stuff at? Y'all holding it up, man. He closed the thing up. By the morning come, it was completely sealed. I got videos. To where I would tell her, come up here, Maisie. Open up your mouth. Ah! She got a pallet fully intact. Teach them online.
No, true. Very true.
I could keep on going on the stories like that's why I keep saying. I can tell when we're off the beaten path. I can tell we're off course. We're off course some. Well, of course. Because we're getting too damn spiritually soft.
Yes, sir.
We ain't on that straight now. I can go on here for at least at 3 o'clock in the morning right now, telling you about all the miracles that took place between 1996 all the way up to 2009. We see some. We don't see like not like that. And that tells me spiritually there's something wrong. We're not as connected to Yah like you think you are. And we had a hell of a lot less and did more for Yah.
Yes, sir. A lot more in humility.
Mm-hmm. Now we get in the flux of all you spiritual people. You know more than me. I know y'all ain't never really truly met a man, but I'm telling you right now, I brought at least 2 people back from the dead where the breath was gone out of their body for a long time. Yet, not I,
but y'all.
But you got to use somebody that has faith. I got all these damn people trying to argue with me about what faith is. Listen, I'm here to teach you. Elder Zacharias, he is. Yes, sir. Truth. I'm telling you, we getting too comfortable. Getting religious. That's why I tell you, man, we got to get back to the cutting edge.
Yes, sir.
We just going down. You know, the book says, blessed are those which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. This generation just ain't as hungry. It ain't as thirsty no more. Yeah, that's another thing. This is the entitlement generation where you think that the welfare line and the government subsidiaries and programs are there, even spiritually in y'all for you.
Wow.
You sow little. You bring in little and you expect a lot.
On the flesh.
Hoo-wee. That's what I keep saying. Even just listen to my cadence. Listen how I talk. You don't see too many preachers talking like this nowadays. They all got theatrics. They got talent. They're acting. Pay attention to substance if you listen to somebody online. See if they really got it. Oh, I ain't saying nothing wrong. I can promise that. First Timothy chapter 6, start at verse 1. Come on, let's get with it. Old Deacon Samuel said, keep plowing. Pastor Ruth said, glory to the King.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Steve Rusty said, also in Canada with Mother B. I remember being in Hawaii, and me and Mother Carol went there, I think, in 2012.
Yes.
Mother Carol was praying for the sister. The sister got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And her husband was a critical retired Navy guy. You know what I mean? You know, because she's being spiritual. Sister Carol was. Not my Carol, the other Sister Carol.
Yes.
He's been critical and listening, watching and stuff. And she wanted some healing. And he sat there and watched his wife get healed on the spot. You know what he did? He said, no, he said, what you did for my wife, I want you to do that for me. I said, brother, I'm not the one to determine what gets done. You understand what I mean? Brother, you got to have faith, and you can't get what she got because you ain't born again.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine talking to somebody like that? And you were sitting there in their house, living in their house? You got to talk to somebody like that? You're going to put us out on down the street.
Yes, sir.
Hilo, Hawaii. Yeah, I know. Tell me all about it. Tell me all about it. Tell me all about it. Come on, these let as many servants that are under the what?
Yoke.
Do what?
Count their own masters.
What?
Worthy of all.
So if you got masters that are under the yoke, count them worthy of all what?
Honor.
All honor. That seems to be a word that we run a little short on this generation right here. Honor means that you value something, someone. Did y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
You hold them in high regard. A person that you honor, they are precious to you. You know, y'all see the reason why the book says that we live in a generation where the love of many will wax cold. People's hearts are getting colder and colder and harder and harder. So let as many as servants that are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of who?
The name of Yah.
Be what?
And his doctrine.
And his instructions. And his teaching. Be not what?
Be not blasphemed.
Don't let it be vilified. Is that right? And having what?
And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them.
Uh-oh. If you have a believing master, let them not do what?
Despise. Because they are brethren.
Hold on, I'm looking at something. Can a married couple stay married forever if they survive until the coming of Messiah? I'm going to tell you why I'm going to punt this to Elder Doug. Elder Doug, you got it.
Oh, Elder Doug, call him out.
Get on the field, Elder. See, that's how it is when you got elders and stuff on you. Just, hey, you got it, man. You just punt it on down the line, you know. I'm going to do my own side kick. Hallelujah. All right. Verse 2 again real quick.
And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them.
Uh-oh. Y'all get that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, why does it tell you if you got a believing master, don't despise them? You know, right? Because there's going to be a time when you're going to be challenged to despise.
That's true.
Amen.
No, for real. Because they're literally going to do something that's going to go against your standard operating procedure.
That's right.
So don't think against them. Don't disesteem them.
Yeah.
That's easier said than done.
Yes, sir.
That's despise. Now, these are instructions, right?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
Because they are brethren.
Well, first of all, remember they're what?
Brethren.
And what are you? Brother, come on.
But rather,
do what?
Do them service.
Hey, I don't know about all that. They worry about no doubt. What?
Come on.
What did the instructions say?
Do them service.
But do them what?
Service.
That means you humble yourself.
Humble.
That means, yeah, but rather do them
service.
That means you submit yourself.
Yeah.
Submit. Humble.
That's what that means. Yeah. That do them what?
Service!
And y'all gonna hate, y'all really gonna hate what the Greeks say about service. Y'all wanna hear it? Y'all hate Greek 1398. To be a slave to. If you got believing masters, watch it. To be in bondage to.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you something, man. A long, long time ago, I met the most deceptive person in the world. A long time ago. You know what it was? Me. Me. Me.
Yes.
When I read that scripture, it says, let no man deceive you by any means. First thought went was out to everybody else. I'm guarding myself, and I go, now, wait a minute.
Damn.
I'm the one that believes this bullshit.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm the one that's deceived.
Yep.
I need to watch out for me.
Glory to the King.
Yep.
Nothing but truth.
Man, y'all talking about a rough way to go, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, brother. It's a hard... Let me tell you something. When you're righteous and you get to see yourself, you ain't got to worry about it. You can sit there and watch. When somebody see that, don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
There ain't nothing we can do.
Ain't
right. We can't do what they already
do.
Can't do it.
Yeah,
no,
that's it.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it. You literally can't do it, man. You just wasting your damn time. Just... Let them have their moment.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Some of you ain't had your train wreck
oh,
yet.
Wait.
You don't know what it means to have a locomotive hit your head on. Y'all think I'm talking about a locomotive?
Yes,
I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Of
God.
I only think many of you have ever in your life experienced the chastening of God. I remember one time when y'all got me, man, he was chasing me. Man, I left the house. I went up to the tabernacle and I weeped for 6 hours. Six, right up here. 6 hours. Wow, you better believe when I got up, boy, I was changed. But boy, then I understood that scripture that said, weeping. And do it for a night. I know because I've been there all night. The joy.
Yep. It does.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you what that joy is. After you have killed that old ass man all night.
Come on,
joy, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Get the light, come on.
Yep. Tell me y'all. There is something to be said when you have experience.
Yes.
You
know? Yes.
I'm telling you.
Very
there is something to be said.
Yes.
Well, I wasn't there. You still ain't here.
Come on.
Damn. And when you get finished, all you got to do is know about the fruits.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Fruits.
I'm not conceited. I would like to think I'm a pretty humble man. Mm-hmm. Tell me I'm not now. I'll probably listen. But I know the one thing about y'all, the way up is down first.
Up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You want to be great, y'all, you better learn how to get down.
Yeah.
You better learn how to get down.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
You better learn how to get down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Let's keep going over here.
Yeah. Just remember, I don't know shit.
Wow.
You got it.
But the one thing you can't do is argue fruit.
Oh, I mean,
say what you want, say what you will, but you cannot argue fruit.
That's
true. Sorry, you can't.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
A broken heart and a contrite spirit, y'all will not despise. He will not disesteem. He will not look down on. Pastor Don, who did that? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Damn.
Verse 2 again, that's sad shame. We've been here all this time and he only just got to verse 2. Right, I'm gonna miss y'all, man.
I'm gonna miss you too.
I am, man. The one thing I love about y'all brothers, man, of course I love a lot of things about y'all. Y'all helped me to free, y'all freed me up to do a lot of stuff that, because there's no way in hell we could have been far as long as what y'all are.
Mm.
I was just telling Brother Bud the other day, I said, brother, we'd be barely half of this damn roof if it wasn't for them. Because we still got the cares of the ministry, the working of the land, and there's just no way we couldn't have done it. Appreciate y'all sacrifice. I looked at Ross today. I said, man, I'm sure you want to get back to see your wife and your children. You feel like you've been deployed, don't you? Damn. Somebody up threw him and they are damn here. There's 300 rounds. They get your ass out there. They going to war. I mean, his brother's got a wife. How many children you got, Ross? 5 children and a wife. And how long you been with us?
2 months.
2 months. And now you tell me, which one are you bitching now?
That's right.
Come on. That's,
yo.
Come on.
All you bitches, come forward.
Come on.
That's right.
Bitch, now. That's a labor of love. That's a sacrifice. Never once did he come in. That brother on the front line doing a work home.
Yeah.
And Elder Kabir, when he get home, man, let him have some R&R with his family.
Yes.
You still sitting up in an air-conditioned damn house. Let that man get some R&R with his family.
Yes.
I had to throw that in there. That's not that he's not doing the work, because Elder Kabir do some work, too. He just does it on a different front. Now, you follow me?
Very true.
And now all you damn soft-ass men.
So I'm going to give you accolades, brother. As long as I was ever away from my family, it was a year and 2 months. A year and two. Can you imagine being married and you don't get to see your wife or your children for a year and 2 months? A year and 2 months. Somebody say a year and 2 months.
A year and 2 months.
So now you soft candy ass people start singing to me now. Huh? You want some peppermint sticks? I'm sorry, I can't. Though. You understand me? I literally can't. There ain't no damn sacrifice in shit today. Anyway, whatever. But y'all know what I'm saying, though, man. I can't get with this candy-ass generation, man. This is a candy-ass generation.
I agree with you.
Damn salt.
Yes, sir.
I'll be open, man. Y'all let me know when all the children be gone to bed, because, man, I got to go X on y'all ass. That's the only way y'all can hear and understand. Shit. But, man, I appreciate y'all labor of love.
Yeah,
I do, man. I hope you fed y'all good. Y'all get fed good? Y'all get fed good? I know y'all done shot up all my bullets.
Really good.
You want most of them? No, not most. I love my brothers, man. Right? How long you been with me, Ryan? You been with me for a long time now.
2017.
That's a long time, man. 17? When did you come in? What month?
August.
August?
Gathering
of the
saints.
Gathering of the saints. Brother Ryan. One of the old God saints.
Wow.
Learning all that good training and everything. 2017. That's 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. We almost at 24, man. That 6 year went by fast, though, didn't it? He's like, what the shit? Damn. Y'all get that?
Yeah.
Run around older, one of the old school ass there. Man. What are we at, teach? What verse?
1 Timothy 6, 2.
We still at 2? 2? Come on, T. Start to read it from the beginning.
And they that have believing masters,
mm-hmm.
let them not despise them.
Let them not do what?
Despise them.
Well, we went over that, right?
Yes,
come on.
Because they are brethren.
They're what?
Yeah.
Brethren.
So just because they're masters, they're still what?
Brethren.
Just because they're masters, they're still what?
Brethren.
Come on.
But rather, do them serve it.
But do them what?
Serve it.
Come on.
Because they are faithful.
They're
Yeah.
Because they're what?
Faithful.
Yeah. I love that word faithful, right?
Yeah.
Because that word faithful means they are trustworthy.
Yes, sir.
That's why. How many times y'all hear me say it all the time? I'm trustworthy.
Yes, sir.
I actually boast in that. I boast in literally being trustworthy. I promise you can trust Pastor Dow.
Yes, sir.
Now, I promise you can. Pastor Dow, you look suspect. I may look it, but you still trust me.
Yes, sir.
I promise, I may look it, but you can still trust me. If there's anybody in this world you can trust, I don't care with whatever it is, it's me. Hey, Elder Doug said, Brother Ryan, you had a good conversation with your dad this week.
Oh, yeah.
Dad, think about?
Oh, he's listening now.
He's listening.
He might be listening to this.
Listening, coming on in. Coming on in. Man, Brother Ryan has done, that's a man right there. That's a man's man right there, boy.
Yes, sir.
He is. And I'm talking
talking about.
Straight up
with men. Man. Spring, summer, winter, and fall.
Come on.
Shit, man, what y'all talking about, man? I'm with it. We got some Israelite dogs. They just call them dog. That's D-A-W-G-S. Ain't no dog. Not like what y'all shoes on. We doing dog. Who let the dogs out? Man, we got it. I'm telling you, man, but that's what I'm saying. But we see, we need these type of Israelites at the forefront, leading by example to put a defibrillator on the next generation. And so they can continue to pay it forward, so they can deserve a piece of shit when it's a piece of shit. Believe what your eyes are showing you and telling you. And don't take nothing less. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, one of my biggest fears, y'all heard me say it before, when you have to send all the Israelites, the warriors to war, and you got what's left back there, I hope y'all got the women pregnant, because even at that, oh, good God of mercy, can you imagine what kind of offspring and seed this damn shit gonna produce? But they got all damn fight in them and they scared to go to war. Let me get back on point. T, where are we at?
Because they are faithful.
They're what?
Faithful.
They are faithful, trustworthy, come on.
And beloved.
And they're what?
Beloved.
They are beloved, agapaleos, come on.
Partakers of the benefit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Of the good deed, the benevolence,
yeah.
Come on.
These things teach.
Now, wait, hold.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. See, we got all, listen to me, elders, pastors, elders, listen to me. Paul is even teaching Timothy at this time, when he's going out to teach, you need to teach these things. This is 2,000 years ago. We've been in so many damn captivities and scattered so much, we need to revisit these things and teach these things again. We need to rehearse these matters in our mind now. We need to be able to rehearse these matters, put these things in the minds of Israel so that they'll know how to behave.
Yes,
in the household of faith.
Yes,
the assemblies of Yah, which is the house of prayer. Because we don't know. We come from heathenism, paganism.
Yes,
we literally have got to be retooled to learn how to function in Yah's house.
Yes, sir.
At this particular time, Paul is not talking to a Timothy to have where he had a temple to go to in Jerusalem. They
come
scattered
on.
At this point.
Come on. Come on, Pastor. Bring it real.
Oh, y'all hear this?
Come on.
So we have to teach not only the Israelites, but the nations as they come in, the way of holiness.
Yes.
We still all admit, I heard Pete Rambo admit, in captivity, right?
Yes, sir.
If we're in captivity, why in the hell are we acting like we're still free? If we were free, we have a temple.
Right.
The tabernacle would be there. We'll know where to go to worship. But we do know where to go to worship. We do. Because
yes,
true worship will worship him in
spirit
and in
truth.
We get that.
Yes, sir.
We here.
That's right, yes.
Man.
Yeah, I'm good.
This is a good broadcast.
Yes,
this is a good broadcast.
Yes,
read on.
These things teach and exhort.
You teach them and you do what?
Exhort.
You exhort these things. That means, it's kind of, exhort is like a word for preaching. You bring them in. You invite them. You call them near and then you give it to them. Come on.
If any man teach otherwise.
You hear that?
Yes, sir.
Paul is telling Tim that if somebody's trying to teach you to tell you something otherwise than what I am saying?
Yes.
He says what?
And consent not to wholesome words.
Even unto?
Even the words of our master, Yeshua HaMashiach.
See, that, I love the way Paul talked like that, right? Because he had a personal audience with Yahshua.
Mm.
And he's letting them know the things that I'm teaching you, I got them straight from the master. All you got to do is look at his fruit.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't get it from the master, you can tell if it come from a man. Because if it come from a man, it's going to show the fruit of a man.
Right.
But if it come from the master, you can't deny the fruit. You cannot deny the fruit. That's why he said, even as the word, or he said, even the words of our master, Yahshua the HaMashiach, and to the teaching which is according to what?
Godliness.
So there's a teaching which is according to
Godliness,
which is holiness, which is set apart.
Sanctified.
Sorry, folks, we as Israel, we're not to be like everybody else. Yah told us that we're better than the other people. Now watch this.
Yes, we are.
Let's stop for a second. My good Israel, let's listen to that. Let me cut this up real quick. Listen to how these bastards think. My good Israel, bring up cut one, two, three. Watch this. Bring up cut one first. Watch this. Y'all listening?
Do you see Jews and non-Jews as the same?
Peter should they have.
Okay, explain. That's the chosen nation.
Okay.
They were chosen by Hashem. They,
does that make Jews better?
Makes Jews different.
Be careful,
right? Okay. Like, not all of our body parts are the same. They're all the same parts of the body, but there's the mind, there's the heart, there's the foot. They're not all the same. They're all part of the same body.
Do they deserve the same rights? Let's put it that way.
But the
Jews, non-Jews, right? Anyone who lives here, let's say, Jews, does everyone deserve to be treated the same? Let's put it that way.
I think not. I think that this is the nation of the Jews, that the Jews should have more rights than the non-Jews.
Like, give me an example of a right that a Jew should have that a non-Jew shouldn't.
Right now, there's the right for Jews to come to Israel and to get your citizenship. It isn't for all non-Jews. Well, the land is the Jews. All Jews come and live here. I think the Jews should have more rights than non-Jews.
Can you give another example? Maybe even a law that doesn't exist, or a right that doesn't, that should exist.
I think that Jews should get land here, like the Bible says that each Jew, when Yeshua came with the Jews to Israel, each one got his own plot of land.
Hmm.
I think that each Jew should get his own plot of land, and I shouldn't.
What about the ones who are already here?
There's a lachak issue of having non-Jews in Israel. There's what's called the Gilt Hashem. Someone who has, if he keeps the seven laws,
Noah,
and he could live in Israel.
But you can't
be. Simple thing you can do.
Stop for a second. Y'all hear that shit, right? So stop. I want y'all to hear something. I'm gonna bring clarity to this. Everything that imposter just said.
Yeah.
He said. What was meant for us. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
They just flipped the damn script.
Right. Yes, sir.
When you look at that bastard, you go, what the shit is that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, he's being very careful what he's saying, and he's admitting that there are some that are better, some that were. But he's being very political. We're
right.
Talking about the same body, though, right? Listen very closely, though. We know, and that's why a lot of these boogers are going straight to a pit of hell. Because we know, when you're born again, of the water and of the spirit, There's neither Yehudi nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free, for you are all one in Messiah, because Messiah is the one who gave us the Holy Spirit.
Right. Okay.
This damn asshole, you see what I'm talking about? Because they don't believe in Messiah. These brothers are stuck. They stuck on stealing our identity.
Right.
And acting like they're the people of the damn land, and they ain't. And the world, they be fine people for telling this truth and standing on this truth out there in corporate America.
That's right.
Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
Man, y'all don't get, man, the gravity of this, man. Satan is that damn tenacious.
Yes. Colonial Enterprise is just...
Y'all hear this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it gets better. Come on, cut two.
I am them lame, you him, the loyal him, going, kissing.
And Japanese.
Not a lot.
Let me put my phone up here so y'all can see it, man. Let me get y'all front row right here. Let me turn this thing around so y'all be able to see what the hell going on. Come on, do it again. Go ahead. Go ahead. This is the Palestinian land. We can't share this land with other people that come from other countries. See what the Palestinian says, right? These so-called damn Jews, so-called Jews, they come from Germany, Russia. From, yeah. And, yeah, there you go. And they want to come in our land acting like, no, 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 this is our land.
It is.
What? No. Come on, Michael Israel.
So they just return home.
Well, no,
But they're Jews because they came from here and they went to Russia and came back.
Okay, most of them.
People convert to Islam. You don't convert to be a Jew. A Jew is a Jew for thousands of years.
Okay, but actually, in the so-called Israel, they can, if you want to convert to be a Jew, you can live here. You can live in the land.
It's rare, but yes, it's true.
So this is the law that's here. So they can convert, actually. If you convert, you can have the right to come and live here. But this is not, this is not fair for us.
Okay, so let's say a Jew could have genetic tests that show if he's related to this land. Then can he live here?
Well, this is like a big question because we can't answer it like directly. Because if he has his ancestors living here, there he is. Can he? Also, we can ask this question for the Europeans who live in this land
and
the
now in other places.
We have to ask these questions for both parties, for both sides. And we can't just focus on the Jews.
Okay, fair enough. But if you were from here, Jew or Palestinian, would you agree to live in peace?
For Jews being Jews and Palestinians originally, this would be acceptable. But for people who come from different countries and different
This woman's spot on. And her damn English is pretty damn good. Especially her understanding is really damn good. So let me help you fill in the damn blanks. Because the interviewer asked the question early on. And he said, so if Jews left here and then they came back to the land. Y'all remember that, right? Do they still have a right to this land? And she says, I'm going to fill it in. NASA. Y'all know I'm going to go back to NASA. NASA said, he was the Egyptian prime minister at the time, he said, how in the hell can you leave here black and come back white? This shit don't make sense. This is non-acceptable. You cannot do this.
Cannot.
I mean, and you look at this woman right here. She damn bleached out. See, a lot of people don't know the reason why a lot of the Palestinians even look like this today.
Come on,
Pastor. Y'all know the reason why a lot of these Palestinians, so-called Israelis, look like this today? Because of the conquest of Alexander the Great.
Yes.
When they came down here and took over, man, these Romans were raping every damn body, man. They were killing the men, raping the women. They would turn around and create mulattoes.
The waters
were being polluted. The waters were being polluted greatly. That's why I keep saying over and over again, which I know people hate, like they hate it like hell. You go read Revelation. Let's go to Revelation. We're going to read something here. Man, I'm sorry. I'm not digressing, but we got to get here. When you start reading this, right? Started at Revelation 1:14. Watch it.
His head and his hair were white like wool.
Stop. So you seen the Palestinian woman? You see the so-called Jewish man? Don't none of them got no damn hair like wool. And I'm going to tell you right now, my fight ain't with neither one of them. As far as I'm concerned, ain't neither one of y'all part of the damn land. That's why I keep trying to tell people, you don't have hair like wool. Why would he go to this concrete identification to explain this like this? If your damn hair didn't look like wool. My hair look like wool. Look like I got left. You ain't got no hair, so don't rub it. Whatever you had. Y'all got hair look like damn wool. Look, read.
No. That means he was ancient of day. Ancient days mean old. Damn it.
Hey.
Say it again.
Wow.
Yeah, why?
Oh, shit.
Well, damn, let's get, y'all notice I wear white shirts all the time. All the time I wear white shirts. Y'all know that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Ain't nothing spiritual about it, I just do it. So don't go anybody, ooh. Ain't a damn thing spiritual about it.
Thank y'all for
the quote. I'm telling you, and next thing you know, they make a doctrine out of that shit. Read on.
And his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his feet like a divine brass.
Go to Daniel 7:9. So when I be talking about this woolly hair, I'm not insulting nobody when I say, okay, that woman and the person is interviewing, y'all got damn hair like horses. They ain't insulting, it's a fact.
That's right.
Both y'all claiming indigenous to the land, and you know, I'm going to tell you, Israel, our fight ain't fair.
Come on.
Y'all hear me, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all hear me?
Yes,
I'm trying to teach us how to damn think. Daniel 7:9. Read.
I beheld till the thrones were cast out.
And
the ancients of days did sit, whose garment was white as snow.
Come on.
And the hair of his head like pure wool.
Now, for most of you people out there don't know what the hair, pure wool hair is, or the head of it is, we have goats and sheep. I think we know sheep. We know what wool looks like. Most of you people, you look at pictures on Google. We know what they look like. We're just trying to show you what the identifying markers are. So, a lot of you people, you're going to be pissed off when you see a black man come through a cloud and he got white hair that looks just like sheep wool.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be told up that he don't look like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Sheep. Praise God. Oh,
man.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to say this. The Most High don't give a literal shit about how you look.
That's absolutely.
And I'm going to preface that with this. He started this thing by trying to save his people because we're supposed to be the minister to the nations. But then he turned around and he said this. There's neither, I'm going to say it again, bond nor free,
yeah.
Jew nor Greek,
yeah.
Male nor female,
yeah.
For you are all one in the Messiah, Yahshua the HaMashiach. And people can't get that. They can't trade it. And the prophets to this, all the prophets I already spoke about.
Yes, sir.
He told the Gentiles, you come into this, you'll get a name greater than that of sons and daughters.
Yep.
Who would not take that?
Come on. Yes.
Oh, Babylon, hell with your ass. I'm out of here.
That's right.
I am done. Yes. I'm Kansas up in here.
Mm-hmm.
That's on hold. Don't cry now. Don't worry about it. Some of you go back to sleep.
Yes.
But we're talking real here. You got one more cut, Israel?
Do you see Jews and non-Jews as the same? Are you Jewish? Are they Jewish?
No.
People outside want to know, from a Brady point of view, do you...
Look at this. This shit look like a cancerous chicken. No, friend, it doesn't look like us. But watch this. Come on. Read on.
Jews and non-Jews are the same.
I'll represents you politically. In the eyes of
Shem, political. Yeah, okay, fine, go ahead.
Shem, we all are created. In the eyes of God, we all are created.
Stop. No, don't go back. Don't go, just pause. He said, I'm going to answer you politically. I'm trying to help y'all, right? But he said, I'm gonna give you the common consensus answer.
Yeah.
In the eyes of God, we all created equal. But he's getting ready to get to the point. Y'all get this, right?
Yeah.
So hold on. Before we get there, let me do my Google thing real quick.
Want to know, from a Haredi point of view, do you see Jews and non-Jews as the same?
I'll answer you politically. In the eyes of Shem,
political.
Yeah, okay, fine. Go ahead. Shem, we all are created. In the eyes of
Shem,
God, we all are created as you know, as Chumash, the Bible says, the Jews are a chosen nation. So you can't exactly consider that when there's testimony from Hashem that we are different. So it's not my opinion, it's Hashem's opinion. I just happen to follow Hashem.
Stop. Y'all got that right?
Yes, sir.
He said, I'm following Hashem's opinion. Hashem means Yah or God. And then when he's saying Hashem, that's what he means, right? So go to Dabarim. And then we're going to finish up his broadcast. We've still been pushing to 9:30 every night, right? All right? And I want to take it a little bit farther. We're going to start at Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 3. The main point I'm getting to is verse 7 and 8. Free teach. Listen. Verse 3. Y'all ready for this? Watch this.
Neither shall you make marriages with them.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter you shall not give unto his son, nor his daughter shall you take unto your son.
Verse 4.
For they will turn away your son
mm-hmm.
from following me, that they may serve other mighty ones. So will the anger of Yah be kindled against you.
To do what?
And destroy you suddenly.
Verse 5.
But thus shall you deal with them.
What do you do?
You destroy their altars.
Come on.
And break down their enemies.
Come on.
And cut down their groves.
Uh-huh.
And burn their graven images with fire.
Verse 6.
For you are a holy people unto Yahweh your Elohim.
Come on.
Yahweh your Elohim has chosen you to be a special people.
Whoa. He chose you to be a what kind of people?
Special.
Not in the context that I use it in. I told you to be a special people, or what?
A special people unto himself.
Come on.
Above.
A what?
Above.
A what?
Above.
A what?
Above.
Above what?
All people that are upon the face of this ball of dirt.
Now here it is. Verse 7.
Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you.
Because
you were more in number than any people.
Y'all get that, right? But what?
For you were the fewest of all the people.
That's why we can't boast.
Yeah.
Yeah. These people are trying to assume our identities. Mm. And you ain't even a damn people. I mean, Bob, you damn hijacking. The same thing Christianity is doing with replacement theology.
Right.
Verse 8.
But because Yah loved you.
Yah knew what?
He loved you.
Y'all hear that, Israel?
Yes.
Read on.
And because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, has Yah brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
Verse 9, come on.
Know therefore that Yah, the Elohim, he is Yah, the faithful Elohim,
yes,
which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him.
And do what?
And keep his commandments.
For how long?
To a thousand generations.
Let's do this verse 10 and we done. Come on.
And repays them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hates him. He will repay him to his face.
Now, no nation is going to admit that they hate the creator of the universe.
Right.
The hate is manifested in what you do to his people.
Mm-hmm.
It's game over for the nation. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
And when you bring this from here and bring it all the way up, now you know who y'all's people are, because, again, the seal, which everybody else want to ignore because they're so religious, is the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They don't want to put no emphasis on. I put emphasis on that plus.
Must.
You must be born again.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
You have to be. Play around and tour around with all these religious ass shitheads out here. Pastor Dow is telling you straight up, you better be born again.
Must be, sir.
You better be, filled with his Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Because if you don't have his Spirit, then you are none of his.
Yeah, right.
Don't let your damn sour ass pride get in the way. You better humble yourself.
Humble.
Under the mighty hand of Yah, you better humble yourself. You better get this and don't miss it. I done said enough. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Don't you tour around this with you, your family?
Yes.
Your children?
Yes.
Especially your wives?
Yes.
You better make sure if there's nothing else, you have an opportunity of a lifestyle. And the Most High waited till this time to birth us.
It is.
None of us, we are never coming this way again. This is it.
Yes.
You better get it right now. There have been so many people for thousands of years and so many nations come before us.
Yeah.
And we have a chance to be sober. We have a chance to be vigilant. We have a chance to really, truly get this right for us and our children's children. You better not miss it. Miss you want to, go the way of fools. That's what you're going to end up doing. Anybody got anything else? I don't know how to be much more serious than that. Y'all seen that, right?
Yeah.
Your damn shitheads trying to steal our damn agenda. Man, ain't no way that, there's no way. You ain't our damn people. You see that? Damn shit pops. Anyway. So anyway, hey, nobody got nothing. We'll see y'all tomorrow morning, be the Father's will, and I believe it is his will. We'll know if we see him. 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Same channel.
See Ken where he can be found.
Yeah. Man, I hope y'all got this, though. Anyway, nobody got nothing. We bless y'all in the sweet presence of the strong, victorious, and mighty overcoming name. Our soon coming King, Yahshua the Hamashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Shabbat Shalom, Israel. King comes. See y'all tomorrow, all right? King comes.